As we've mentioned, the past 5 days has seen hundreds of thousands of people joining the mammoth queue to see the Queen lying in state. Al Jazeera spoke to one mourner who spent more than 12 hours in the line to pay her respects.
My name's Lucy and I'm from Bristol. I've been waiting in the queue since 1 a.m. this morning. Just straight away, we started chatting to people, everyone's so friendly, there was just such a great atmosphere. Everyone's obviously here for the same reason, that want to come and, you know, pay their respects to someone who gave literally her whole life to our country and to the Commonwealth. So standing in a queue for what seems like a lot of hours really is nothing when you think what she did for our country. I think the Queen means so much to so many of us. I think girl power certainly is a thing that I think comes to mind. You know, to have a female leader of our country for so many years up against so many men, and she kind of showed them how to do it. And just to give her whole life, I think that's just remarkable, really. People have come from, like, over, well, we've only come from Bristol, which is not that far, really, but it's, like, the least I feel I can do, along with some of my friends, to pay our respects. It went from being very jovial and quite light-hearted in the queue and everyone was chatting, and then we walked in and it was just like you could hear a pin drop. It was just, the atmosphere just switched, like the utmost respect, just the silence. It was just, it was quite overwhelming, actually. Just I've seen it on the TV yesterday, a few hours ago, and then to be here now, can't quite believe that I've, after 12 and a half, we think it's about 12 and a half hours we've been in the queue, it's been worth it, 100%. Oh, I just lots of little things flashed in my head, like lots of moments I'd seen on TV and thought, this was probably the closest I ever got to her, and hopefully I was able to say thank you for all she's done. Didn't think about anything but her. So yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I feel quite humbled, actually, and yeah, just actually privileged that I've managed to be there. And it's a moment in history that we're probably never going to see again,